Hi and welcome back to another episode of Free Scale Lines Podcast. Today we have here with us Mr. Ram Kesavan. Ram.
Hi Gavan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Ram. How are you?
I'm good.
I think even in these tough times, I think you are doing double chips and all. That is like insanely awesome.
I have no idea how to, say if it is for the good or for the bad.
I think everything happens for a good reason. I like to think so.
I think, there's a strange belief in Taoism saying there is a group of people who believe that there is nothing called good or bad. Everything just happens.
Okay, looking at the gray line, no black or white, the gray line.
No black or white, so let's stay there.
Right. Okay, so today we are going to talk about something that we have been doing for us for quite a while. And a lot of people have found time to do this also as well on their professional scenario. So we're going to talk about personal branding.
Okay.
So the personal branding in businesses have been very important for a long time, and right now when business people actually find time to be alone, being alone in their homes and without not much to do at the office, they are trying to put out their expertise or knowledge on the internet themselves. So they have started to take their own kind of route to approach the audience. So what do you think of personal branding in general?
So personal branding for business, we'll have to take it in two different ways. So a brand can get its own persona through a person, a brand, that is a business. So that is completely different. But when you're going to say personal branding, it is more of that individual branding himself, not in entirely for the business, but for the individual, and not in the sense of making money, but the other thing, fame.
Okay.
So it would not just be for money. So for example, you can say give me an example of a very strong personal brand, Narendra Singh Modi.
Okay.
He's one of the strongest personal branded figure in India. I see him having the same length beard in all his videos.
Exactly. He wears the same attire.
So that is the kind of brand that he was. And I don't think that brand is for money or for business. It's mainly for people recollection and as a political figure, as for fame.
Right.
In Tamil industry, we have Rajinikanth, we have Kamala Hassan. They all did their personal branding not for money but for fame. Very small business people, I don't think much in India, but Vijay Mallya tried a lot of personal branding in India for him. When you're going to take the Western countries, we had Apple.
Steve Jobs
did a lot of personal branding. Bill Gates. I don't think, I would never say Steve Jobs did personal branding. Steve Jobs acquired personal branding.
Through the community he built around him.
Yeah, it is not that he said, I want to be a brand. The people around him, the mobile phone enthusiasts, the computer enthusiasts, they all liked him for the product that he made that made him the brand.
Right.
He never forced himself to be the personal brand like how our political leaders or our media people do.
Right.
It came to him directly.
Okay.
So that is the difference. So personal branding for business, if it has to be a very good business, it has to happen.
Right.
By itself, by the service that you offer. So all these people who you said it's a time for all these business people, so it is one way where they can communicate to their audience, to their, it is a way of communication.
Right.
Not a kind of personal branding development strategy.
Okay. No, at this times of hardship, a lot of companies that are not physically active in their locations or not servicing their customers on their doorsteps. Right now, they are actually trying to, let know of their executives, the top level management through Zoom calls. They are being very transparent in terms of what are the meetings that they conduct on a day-to-day basis. Like we do our online meetings and we publish them. So this is the first time that any of them are actually seeing our team people actually being, interactive with other people, sharing their expertise online. So this is providing or pushing them into a way where they are, forced to show up and, actually talk to the audience that they're interacting with. So what do you think of this situation where this post-pandemic situation, has, you know, like led a lot of people actually take action to do something. Because in the last episode, we were talking about motivation and how people get the drive to do stuff.
Correct.
And this, you know, like this desperateness or this cornering them into something where to cure boredom or, you know, like to actually help people out there, people are coming forward. So I see a lot of people on LinkedIn posting content about their strategy, people talking about how they work from home and what are the tips that they can use and what other people can use and a lot of things that they are doing. So what do you think is the one factor that is pushing them rather than post-pandemic thing? Is it something that they want this, you know, what do you call a recognition factor or, you know, like something that will give them...
We are basically, as you said, recognition factor. I think that word, I should cling on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings are social beings. Exactly. We need recognition.
Exactly.
The reason why we go to work, the reason why we go to school, the reason why we do everything, why we do matter, everything is we need recognition. We are a social community.
Mm-hmm.
We need appreciation at our workplace. We need Facebook likes. We need Instagram likes.
Mm-hmm.
We need more followers on it. It is all because I do not want to just be there, but I want recognition from my peers.
Through some
and the the social media has given us the opportunity to get this recognition from unknown people, from people whom we do not even know.
True.
Through a small thumbs up, it's giving us that small rise of dopamine in our head, that feeling in our head, okay, I am being recognized by someone.
Mm-hmm.
And which allows us to continue doing what we are doing.
Correct.
Without getting demotivated.
Exactly. Mm.
So, and when you said branding, all these people coming out, talking to, we are all individually, even if you're going to try personal branding, do personal branding or a company branding, like I always say, every individual is his own brand.
Mm.
During this time, people who are communicating outside using this digital forum,
mm-hmm,
are showing what kind of brand they are.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They are seeing a lot of people talking about their emotions during this lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
People just talking about business during this lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
People spreading love during this lockdown.
Right. Mm-hmm.
People practicing what giving free tips, free health tips during this lockdown.
Exactly.
So it is, I would not just say business motive. So
right.
Even for every individual, it is showing what they are as their own brand in their small segment.
It is just their personal brand. So they are not posing, basically.
Yeah, they are not. And one of these, them, in every million or like every million or every...
And a certain person does have a business motive, but a lot of people who are trying out are basically coming out with their own personality.
Yes, I am just sharing.
Right, right. No, because in a physical world where everything was active, they would have actually had a way where they can actually show their personality to someone. But it's
right,
like
so them. Basically, I am seeing in our team,
mm-hmm,
you doing reach talk, Go and Talk Digital.
Exactly.
Our team doing reach talking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they are doing it for the motive of money. It is purely they want to bring in, educate more people.
Right, right, right.
Get more people aware of what is the digital world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing all these people who are attending our webinars or college.
Right, right, right.
So mm-hmm, I don't think it is anything got to do with business rather than sharing knowledge.
So it is the search for knowledge for them and it is the thirst of giving knowledge to other people.
Sharing is, as usual, sharing is caring. We are basically into that.
Right, right, right. And when we talk about personal brand as a, you know, like a larger scenario, a lot of people who might have been, you know, like very good at talking to people in person, they are finding it very hard to transition that same personality into a video. So when they try to talk in front of a camera, they get really nervous. They get, you know, like really uncomfortable in front of a camera because they are sitting in their home, their family is around them. So how do you think people manage this thing where a different medium is put to them in a unexpected manner and they are expected to act accordingly?
If people are forced in front of the camera or forced to talk to people in a group, I think it is going to be hard for anybody.
Right, right.
It should come out of the flow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One best example is Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves, yes. Mm.
So you see, I like the way how he acts.
Mm-hmm.
All natural.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I see him on a stage show, it does not look natural to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's acting.
Right, right, right.
So that
he's throwing a performance.
it looks like a performance.
Exactly. Mm.
But when we ask him, he says it's not performance, that's how he is.
Okay, okay. Mm.
So we do not know how people are going to be there, because basically when there he is told, taught what to do by the directors, by the artists, by the people around him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's able to do it easily, maybe he's able to replicate.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's gone in a talk show, in a live show, he takes time to answer. Mm-hmm. Maybe his capability to react to things takes time. Mm-hmm. His body language is much different.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm.
It has to happen. It will happen to everybody. Now, I think after this mobile phone coming into the millennial's lifestyle, everybody are going to be put into that situation all throughout their day.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
They will get used to it.
Yeah,
they will grow with it.
I think they have to get used to it, because there is no other choice. Because the entire market has shifted and the dynamics are different right now.
Correct.
So the companies have also, you know, understood that the face value, if the brand has a mascot or if the brand has already created a digital or virtual character for themselves, it is easier for them to communicate. So right now, when brands didn't have that, or they didn't focus much on the face value of the brand, they just focused on ROI, the sales and blah, blah, blah. So now they are actually understanding, okay, something that face can actually help them into talking something where how they can talk to a person who is facing a lot of issues in their country, and this person will have an emotional connect with the audience rather than just a company coming forward with an ad or a, you know, like a awareness creation video. So right now, do you think it is very important for a brand to have a personal face aligned to it, or do you think a brand that is like, for example, let's take Michelin as an example, do you think a brand like Michelin can use that mascot as a personal brand to push something with their, you know, like the propaganda or whatever that thing may be?
Yeah, the reason for having a mascot is to get that emotional attach.
Right. Mm.
McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
Wendy's.
Exactly. Mm.
Santa Claus was there for Coca-Cola.
Exactly. Mm.
7-Up.
Mm.
So the 7-Up is a very peppy character. It has its emotions with the younger population.
Right.
It creates that vibe in that younger population.
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola is kind of 30 plus, spread happy. So they use Santa Claus. So everything is a way of communicating that message.
Mm-hmm.
Michelin is that bubbly, doubly character that
the pills
is made out of tires.
Right, yes.
It is to show that it is what it is. McDonald's, that joker, is to communicate to the very young audience out there.
Mm-hmm.
We are a love. We are not more of a burger company, but we are a company that spreads joy and love and happiness.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It is
necessary that a brand should have a face value or like a human face.
A human touch is very important in the future.
Mm-hmm.
A brand without a human touch cannot become a successful business ever, because everything outside is becoming very monotonous.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is being taken over by AI. Yeah, and after Corona, physical touch is considered as a sin, I believe. So
we are bringing accountability like very forcefully.
So physical touch is becoming bad.
Mm-hmm.
So during all this time, human beings are going to be, as I said, we are social beings.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally, we are getting into a bad future. Psychologically, emotionally, we are going into a bad future. And brands and companies,
mm-hmm.
what they have been providing, all these big brands that we told, Pepsi, Coke, all these big, Facebook, Google, what they have been providing us is psychological benefits.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They have all throughout our lifetime been providing psychological benefits, mm-hmm. emotional benefits.
Mm-hmm.
They have spread happiness, they have spread joy, they have given us friends,
mm-hmm.
they have given us community.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what they have been doing. Mm-hmm. And so again, so once this is going to extend,
right. Mm-hmm.
Brands have, and it is time for a lot of brands to do it in a very regional way, smaller way,
mm-hmm.
in all ranges.
Right.
So brands should have that emotional value. It can happen through a mascot or not, but
somewhere
rather else. Than mascot, as you said, personal branding,
mm-hmm.
when you said all these company owners doing it,
mm-hmm.
rather than it being business,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It can just be a way of sharing emotions,
mm-hmm.
rather than asking directly to do business with me.
Right.
I am doing this. I am doing this. Rather than do that, these people should spread emotion out to their customers.
Right. Right. No, I have been pondering upon this concept where, you know, like if you take any American company that is very big now, you see, you associate Amazon with Jeff Bezos, you associate Facebook with Zuckerberg, you associate Microsoft with Bill Gates, and these are Apple with Steve Jobs or whatever. But when you take a company that is doing really popular in China, we don't generally associate the CEO with the personal brand. I think their culture is entirely different.
I know the only last person whom we spoke about would have been Jack Ma.
Exactly. Yeah, we were talking about, I think in one podcast we were talking about Elon Musk and Jack Ma having a conversation, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jack Ma is the only person who had a very good personal brand, because he was the one who came out and spoke a lot. Because I don't know the CEO of TikTok, I don't know the CEO of, you know, like Xiaomi or whatever the brand that is. So are people slowly drifting away from this personal brand? Do they not need human connection? Because we also talked about artificial intelligence, we talked about cyborgs being into the place. So, because there is a different kind of statistics that happen here. So, now that Facebook's, you know, like user base is decreasing and TikTok's user base is increasing, and the brand does not have a personal brand aligned to it, are people not caring enough about personal brand? Do you think it is happening?
Again, personal brand, the PR is one of the biggest person, the CEO of the company, is a very good PR.
Mm-hmm.
The personal brand, it builds on its own. Elon Musk, is very good in PR.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Jack Ma, is a very nice person. Jack Ma tells a lot of stories. I have seen Jack Ma's videos that has been recorded from the day he had the idea of starting Alibaba.
Right, when he was getting investment from his friend.
Yeah, that makes him a very good PR. It does not say that, okay, I'm this, but that makes him a very good PR.
Mm-hmm. He decided that he should document the fact that he is getting his friends to invest money in his company.
Yeah, so he had that idea. So when you said all these LinkedIn guys trying to build personal brand using LinkedIn, all of them are actually really good PR. Any big funding agency should work on people who are on LinkedIn to fund.
Right, right.
They can actually pull in people. This guy, Oyo.
Okay, Ritesh Agarwal.
Ritesh Agarwal. Ritesh Agarwal has been trying to do a lot of PR work, but I don't think it ever worked good for him.
No, I think one of my friends who was working in Oyo specifically told me that Ritesh Agarwal never used to visit Chennai Oyo's office. So she would say that we were very upset when he came to Bangalore and he met all the people in Bangalore's Oyo, but he didn't come to Chennai. It made him feel very demotivated, because we were very excited to see him, but he said he is not going to come to Chennai. So that is the kind of affinity that the people who worked in the office had for the CEO.
A lot of people are having bad connections with people inside Oyo. I am a customer of Oyo. I would not recommend Oyo to another person. I am seeing a lot of property owners who are not recommending Oyo. That might be one reason why he might be going back.
No, I think he was like very, you know, like pushed by corporate to do certain things that he didn't like, or maybe he's a pawn or something like that. That
try to make a Bill Gates or a Mark Zuckerberg in India.
Right. But he was not very orative. I think he didn't have any speeches or anything. I have never seen.
I went to his his history also.
Okay.
So he has undergone this fellowship program where he gets trained by these guys on how to be a good PR. He went to under 3-year fellowship program.
Okay.
So where they teach him how to manage people. So it is not more of his business idea, it is his thought process and some people funding him and using him as the mascot in India.
Right.
He is the actual mascot now.
A person who is a personal brand and the mascot of the company.
He is the mascot. He is the doll. He is the clown, McDonald's clown.
Right. And I think we were having a podcast in the first season talking about Indian economic slowdown. And at that time, there was a very quick, very good infographic that was talking about how OYO had $2,500, 2,500 crores in, you know, like loss. And when you take the actual net worth of,
it has to be the same.
Right. So there's some way or the other, all the dots are being connected.
Correct.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, but there is always a saying. In a game of chess, the pawn, if it is able to go to the next end, it can become anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we can never blame a pawn.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates was once a pawn.
Okay.
Zuckerberg was once a pawn. So we do not know what happens to. There are a lot of pawns right now, Martin. Some pawns make it to the other end to make, you know, to become anything. Some pawns die in between.
And I think a lot of people use their personal brands well enough to, you know, like strategically tackle their way into the business. And a lot of people lack that. And personal brand is not something that you portray on the social media or on the media. It is also the reality. So, like you said, it is going to be their real personality in life.
Yeah, the flow has to come.
Right. Like if you take Elon Musk as an example, he doesn't prepare for anything when he goes to an interview. He just talks what he knows. So, once you truly know or understand what your passion or what your game is, it's going to be very easy for you. But if you're going to create something on the internet just because you want to be protected as an expertise in something, it is not going to work.
You become like our politician. After this corona, what I have seen is I've gone through all international news. I think every politician is the same. They don't even know their own data. They are not even aware of what is happening.
They are not even interested in what is happening. They just take a sheet of paper provided by the people who prepare it for them and just spit it out and just go.
And we are so stupid to vote for them. I would prefer, you know, having small regional leaders again. I am ready to go back to feudalism from seeing what is around all these things.
Okay. So do you have any favorite people who have, you know, like rose from the you always tell that rags to riches? So someone who you physically have seen them, you know, like in your regional area or something like that. Can you give us an example or something?
Physically seen, I should have met.
Yeah, someone who you have grown up with, you know, like inspiration. Something. So we all know the big people like Zuckerberg.
When you say every brand, every person is a brand. So for me, I'll take my grandfather as my biggest example of a pawn.
I think we have done a full circle, Ram. In the first episode, we talked about your grandfather. And right now, it's been 25 episodes and we are coming back to again. Yes.
So, it happened. So, the pawn always has to move. And then again, once the pawn moves, there are more pawns again. So, pawn changes to something. That's how the economy cycle is actually working. So, from what I am looking at is, okay, a pawn marches somewhere, becomes something, and then after becoming something, there are more pawns in front of it. So it creates more pawns for it.
Right.
So that they march forward.
So it's a complex game of chess. It's not like a normal game.
It is an infinite game.
Economics
becomes the infinite game of chess.
Right.
It is an infinite game.
Okay. So your
business
your
that day was very different. Business that day was very different.
You continue.
No, business today is different. Business world is, so now it's more of Ritesh Agarwal style. You need to go for funding, you need to do a lot of PR. It is more of market share.
Right. It's not the emotional connector or something that has to define it.
No, it is more of market share now. There is no emotion. So that is why I'm sure all the small businesses after this corona period, it will take us, because these big guys will not be able to help. Centralization will not be able to help.
Right. And we also have talked about this where the owner of Legend Saravana Stores donating 2 or 5 crores to the Tamil Nadu government because he was a regional player and no big company, you know, like came forward and provided something of that sort. So a lot of people were talking about how this is how we should be supporting regional businesses.
Akshay Kumar, he has made a personal brand out of himself now. I think he donated a lot of money.
Around 25 crores.
Mortgaged some of his property. Okay. And he has beautifully, I read one of his quotes where he said, "I came from nothing." So I have to do it.
Okay, this is what I can do.
I have to do it.
Right.
So that's what happens when an actual pawn moves.
Yeah, he's not doing it as a philanthropy. He's doing it as a
duty. He's like, this is my duty. It's like, not I'm going to say, I'm going to give 1,000 rupees. I'm going to open the league. And funny thing, okay? I am looking at, we are from Tamil Nadu, right? So our chief minister's friend, what is that guy's name? OPS.
Yeah, Panidalam.
I heard that he's got a new car now.
Yes. We were talking about this, I think. The Hummer one, right?
Yeah, he has purchased. So during,
I don't understand the concept where the entire country is going to be in lockdown and you're buying a new car.
So this is what happens, how the pawn evolves makes the brand personality very different.
Right. And I want to come back to this one question I asked. You said your grandfather was someone who physically, like you grew up seeing how he worked and made it with his way to the top. And I remember you telling, like a lot of people in your native have his photo in their houses and they, worship him like God or something like that. So that is the kind of emotional connect that he built around himself. So not a lot of corporates will be able to do that because there will be no kind of, emotional connect with the company.
It happens. So Jayalalitha is an emotional connect to a lot of women in Tamil Nadu. Lot of women in Tamil Nadu. Jayalalitha is actually an emotional connect. She's not a politician. She's not... People really call her Amma. That is the kind of emotional... I have no idea what she has done, but from what she has struggled, I'm sure she would have helped a lot of women. Because as a woman in Tamil Nadu politics, she would have gone to a very rough stage.
And there are some dark stories that she has told. Yes, I am.
So basically, me just thinking of all these... I should not say the word and I become a bad person. All these feminist people whom we are talking, you said... They are going through tough times. That is the leader whom they have to see. She never complained. She never judged. She just did her thing. We see Nayanthara. They are all Tamil Nadu figures, women figures who did not complain. They just rose to the top.
Right.
They didn't say, I am a feminist, I am an optimist, I am a pessimist. I am this, I accept it.
Right.
I will walk.
Okay.
I will give a dash.
So if you talk about the personal brand, it's basically the personality and nothing
that
you project.
Clearly, nothing that, I want to become like this. I like this person, so I am this. It is what, and your personality is basically what you have experienced, what you have gone through, what you have taught, been taught.
And it is like what we always talk. So it is not about telling the vision, but walking the talk. It's about making it happen.
It happens. So it is not going to come from outside. That's why I said it has to happen through the flow.
Right.
Or else you need to have a mascot.
Right. And
Pepsi cannot sell water without a mascot.
Exactly. I want to talk about Elon Musk tweeted or he wrote a blog in 2006, I guess. So he had written something build a car company and build a car and use its profit to make a more affordable car and make profits from the more affordable car and build a even more affordable car. So this was his vision that he had been blogging in 2006. And in 2019 or 2018 he made it happen. So it was actually him having a vision, and at that time he was not this popular thing. He had just sold PayPal, but he walked the talk. So I think even for Facebook or any leader that we associate personally, they walk the talk of what vision they have. Right from your grandfather with you, whom you saw, that is the thing. But right now the personal branding is something I am very popular on the internet. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just projecting myself as something.
It is just this, what you say, identity crisis.
Right.
The level of identity crisis. I don't know. It would be really happy because during this tough times, what not just India, the entire world is facing. If a lot of these people who are there, to all the content creators out there, if they are walking their talk, big or small, long or short, it is going to be helpful to the society.
Right.
But they need to walk their talk. Unlike I am really fascinated by the people from our cine industries.
Okay.
Wow, the way of their talk, please stay inside, please be home. I have no idea how that is possible.
They don't understand the shoes of every single person who is in the state.
Even the serial actors, the small screen people, they are the worst, I would say right now. But it is their duty, I would say, is to give entertainment. And It is better they only give entertainment this time rather than giving messages like.
I think if stay home, stay safe is, let's say it is a, you know, like a good sort of communication. But they are.
It is not a good sort of communication.
No, I'm saying the comparative version where they are also selling beauty products to the people who are in the pandemic. They are also getting brand deals saying buy watches from this.
This is happening through Instagram.
Yeah, they are doing this because they are being obviously being communicated through a lot of people, and companies like Amazon Prime, Netflix are in like communicating to them and saying, okay, put a post saying you are watching this movie so that people will tune into this movie, or ask someone
to. That was a lovely post on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It said, "I am not able to get books through Amazon."
Okay.
But Tamil Nadu government is giving me liquor digital.
Right, that is very deep.
I am like, wow. That is the brand image that right now our CM has, the personality that, till now I had a very good personal branding image for him. Okay. When you said personal branding.
Mm.
Okay, this guy from nothing, he has come up.
Mm-hmm.
He is doing good to the people.
Mm-hmm.
He has worked hard. He is trying a lot. He is trying to blend with the crowd. He is trying out shoes. He is trying out
blazers.
He is trying out languages. Okay, he is trying out something.
Mm-hmm.
So that he is able to conquer over his people.
Okay.
But then he does this.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Everything is collapsed.
Right.
So now I know, okay, all these things that he has been trying out, is he has been a mascot for someone.
Right,
it is not... from his own will, like our previous leader who in Tamil Nadu we actually had.
Mm-hmm. Right, so to conclude everything, it's about your personality that is going to define your personal brand. It's about walking the talk and, you know, like making things happen, not just telling, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Because the noise creation is very easy. He can literally
I am going to do this, do that.
Right. And you inspire more people to, you know, start walking the talk also.
Correct.
Right. Okay. I think, Ram, this is the first time we have crossed the 30-minute mark on this video.
Okay. So, again, 1.5 is becoming more interesting and
Exactly. Thank you so much, Ram. I think you are doing double shifts right now, and I think you should take care of your health. And thank you so much.
Keep your immunity. All of us should keep our immunity strong.
Exactly. Hopes and immunities are strong. And we'll see you again in another video. Until then, this is Rajagovan.
And Ram Keswan.
Signing off. Take care. Bye-bye. Good night. Here comes somebody cut pannu koopuren.